This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa ba'd. First, let me say how awesome it is to be standing among so many young people. And this is honestly a great pleasure, mashallah. So a big mashallah to the Somali brothers and sisters. Mashallah, you did well. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. If we were clapping kind of people, I'd say give yourselves a clap, but we're just going to say mashallah, inshallah. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to talk a little bit differently today, just because I see a lot of young people. So I'm going to steer clear of like the khutbahs and the lecture. So I'm just going to give it to you real. All right? You ready for real talk? No. Who's ready for real talk? No, I don't hear you.
Hands up, everyone.
No, hands. No, I want to hear it. Sisters in the back?
Yeah.
Mashallah. I didn't hear the sisters in the back. Brothers in the front? Mashallah. There we go. All right, let's try the sisters in the back again. What was that? No, I didn't hear that. We're going to go way back, all the way in the corner there. Even the old sisters, mashallah. All right. So I'm only going to talk about one cause of heart problems. And the topic that was chosen for me was causes of things that can kill your heart, put your heart to sleep. SubhanAllah, our dear brother, Sheikh Mu'taz, hafidhahullah, he spoke with so many verses of the Quran, so many statements of our Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you and I can go back and reference, you and I can go Google, you and I can go see what are the things that need to be done for us to correct ourselves, right? But I want to talk about courage. I want to talk about courage as being one of the things that when it's missing from your life, you end up a loser in the dunya and in peril of Jahannam in the akhirah. Because today we live in a world where everybody can fake it. Sorry, the microphone keeps cutting out. Everybody in the world can kind of fake something about themselves, right? Everybody can make it seem that they know, or that they are genuine, or that they are real. Everybody has an opportunity to present something about themselves that's only in a positive light and control from others what is it. But I want to talk about courage, especially in the times when you're unseen by all, but seen by the one who matters to all. Do you have courage? And see, when I ask you that question, I want you to sit there right now, young and old, male and female, and I want you to think to yourself, where have I shown courage? And what are the things that are necessary for me to be courageous in today to be successful? SubhanAllah, for some of you, it was a mission for your parents to bring you here today. It took courage for you to get up, put on your jubbah, come to the hall, get ready to hear something. You could be playing COD or Fortnite or something else, right? It's a Sunday night, school holidays. Your parents said, no, we have something more important. It takes a lot of courage for them to do what they did and to bring you and organize you for this. It takes a lot of courage. I'm just going to freebase. Do you hear me well enough?
Yeah.
All right, mashallah. Sisters at the back? No sisters at the back. All right, let's try again. Sorry, just annoying when it comes in and out like that. Do you have courage to be successful? Do you have courage to do what other people who don't attain success are unwilling to do? Do you have courage to stay up later than others to finish an assignment? Do you have courage to represent yourself with your identity, your hijab, your Islam? Do you have the courage to represent yourself with the means and the tools of what it will take into the future for somebody to assess you as being distinct but not different. There's a difference. So you and I, we're not different to other people outside our hall today. We're not different to people outside our masjid. We want to be ghurabat. We want to be distinct, that there's a mark. There's something that when that person sees you, he sees you not as different, but as distinct. You know, they talk about university, you know, you can get a credit. You know, you got a merit certificate, and then you got distinction. See, being a step above the rest is Islam. You're not the one that follows, you're the one that is followed. It takes courage for you to walk out when people are running in. It takes courage for you to leave those who are heading down the wrong road. It takes courage for you to end a haram relationship. It takes courage for you to block and delete somebody who's DMing you. It takes courage for you to delete a TikTok account. It takes courage for you to be honest with your parents when you've made a mistake and they've caught you, than to lie. It takes courage for you as a young man to treat a young Muslim sister with respect when other people teach you that you can do and say whatever you want and that's what's cool. It takes courage for you to live on the outside as what you're taught at home on the inside. SubhanAllah, growing up in Canada, I was almost schizophrenic because I went to a public school, right? We didn't have Islamic schools and any of that. When I was younger, it was different. It was very different. And it was almost like you were living two lives, right? At home, I woke up for Fajr, I had some food, 4 o'clock, went back to sleep, woke up and went to school, and then it was different. It was supposed to be. Salatul Dhuhr was Salatul Dhuhr. That doesn't change because that's what makes you distinct. That's what the Prophet ﷺ says. Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahu salat. The thing that separates between us and them is prayer. The one who leaves it is acting in no other way than the way the people of disbelief. Do you have the courage to maintain that when you're asked and when you're not asked? Do you have the courage to stand up and be an imam and lead others because you know the salat? You know your wudu. You've done it right. That you will take the responsibility of those who pray behind you because you're going to stand before Allah with a clean slate, a clean heart. Do you have the courage to be successful? See, as a Muslim, there's a difference between being a Muslim and being a good Muslim. Then there's a big jump. There's a big jump from being a Muslim to being a good Muslim. There's a big jump from being a good Muslim to being a great Muslim. To being one who follows Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who reads the Quran and wants to know its meaning. Do you have the courage to learn a new language? Do you have the courage to say, I want to know when Allah says this in the Quran, I want to know 10% of the words, 20% of the words. Do you have the courage to step forward and say, I'm not just going to dress as a Muslim, but I'm going to act as a Muslim? Do you have the courage to say, I'm not just going to eat halal, but I'm going to live halal? Do you have the courage to push back against a Muslim friend named Ahmed and Muhammad and Khadija because they're corrupt in their heart, maybe worse than a kid named Chris and Paul? Do you have the courage not to lie to those who have given you trust, whether it's your teachers or your parents or imam? Do you have the courage to apologize? SubhanAllah. I was giving an online lecture yesterday about nine things you must do for your apology to be accepted. To make an apology is so difficult, SubhanAllah. To like literally to say I'm sorry, to own up And your job as young people, and I'm speaking to the young people today, your job as a young person is to make mistakes and for us to help you fix them and not repeat them. That's it. So what's your job? I make mistakes. I know your dad's going to be like, what? Don't listen to the chef. No, no, your job is to learn by making mistakes, smaller mistakes, and not to repeat them. Without making mistakes, you lose your distinctness. What made the messengers of Allah so special was they were sent to help us correct our mistakes, to transition away from them, to know how to fix them and not repeat them again. So why do I speak about courage, and what does it have to do with the heart? The most courageous human being was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the vibe. That's what you would get with him. You would sit with him. People would sit with him. They couldn't look him in the eye. Like people who knew him his whole life, before Islam and after Islam, they would sit with him and say, can you describe what he looked like? And say, Amr ibn As, radiallahu anhu, he knew the Prophet before Islam and after Islam. He'd say, no, I don't know. I can't describe. He had this haiba, he had this awe, that if you look, you had to turn away. Hassan ibn Thabit, his first poem, his famous poem about the Prophet is Lemma Absaltu, when I saw him for the first time, Anwaruhu Sata'a, his light, the radiance of him, the fierceness of him, almost blinded me. I put my hand above my eyes to shield myself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While they were in Al-Madinah early on after the Hijrah, they were waiting for the attack of the people of Quraysh at any time. And in the middle of the night, on one of these nights, there was a huge rumbling out in the desert coming from the direction of Uhud. This huge rumbling. All the Sahaba, they got up, they got their armor, they got their sword, they got their shields, they got their bows, their arrows, their saddle, they put it on the horse, they tie it down, they sit on it, and then they start riding. They start going out. By the time all that took to go out, the Prophet ﷺ was already returning. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went out without a shirt, with his sword hanging on his neck. Don't worry. It was nothing. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali ibn Abi Talib, you know, when, I'm not speaking about a normal guy. See, some of you have been given the name Ali radiallahu anhu, and you don't know his name. You don't know what it means. Ali radiallahu anhu was a warrior. He was a man who pulled a gate off a palace in the Battle of Khaybar with his hands. One guy. You know when you see those movies and they're using battering rams? No, Ali walks up, come down. Ali radiallahu anhu is the one who his eye was put out. He was hit and his eye fell out. And he continued in the jihad in the path of Allah, defending the Prophet ﷺ in Islam. And he came back carrying his eye in his hand. The Prophet took it from him and took his saliva and put it back in his face. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu an Ali. It became normal, like normal eyes, better than anybody ever. Ali radiallahu anhu, that same guy, the Prophet said to him, I want you to go to Yemen to collect some of the zakah. He went out walking. Ali radiallahu anhu made hijrah after the Prophet ﷺ from Mecca to Medina on foot. No horse, no camel, nothing. It's a 14-day trip on horse. He walked it. Ali radiallahu anhu is the one who's on his way in the desert. One of the tribes assigned and given a covenant with the people of Quraysh. They said, who's that? That's Ali in the desert alone? Let's capture him. Let's get him. If we get him, we can sell him to the people of Quraysh. They will give us his weight in gold. Or Muhammad, this is his son-in-law, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will ransom him for an equal amount. That was a big mistake. They said, how many men? They said, send 200 for one guy on foot in the desert. Ali radiallahu anhu saw them coming. He climbed up a mountain and he said, khallu bayni, move out of the way, I don't want to hurt you. Wallahi, said, you know, Listen, I don't want any trouble. Move out of the way. He had this courage, this thing in himself. I'm going to tell you what that means. His heart had no fear. Move out of the way. They said, no. He said, well, come get me. 100 went up, no one returned. The 100 down, they said, if we leave it like this, people are going to write poetry about us. They're going to immortalize us in shame. What are we going to say? Go get him. 100 went up. He took 20 captive. Radiallahu anhu. That same man, that guy, radiallahu anhu, he says, كَمَا رَوَى الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِي, when the battle was fierce and we were scared, اِخْتَبَتْنَا فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, we hid behind the Prophet's eyes. What is that courage of heart? What does it mean to live fearlessly? What does it mean that in your heart, you know that you are a person who in the dunya or akhirah is favored by Allah? What does that mean? It means, Ya Abdullah, that you live a clean life. That you have courage in everything you do, in everything you say, that it's by what Allah wants, not by what society may dictate in that which is haram. That you're able to push back when it's necessary. You're able to come forward and assist when it's needed. You're able to elevate others who others overlook and push away. You're able to have this izzah, this power and this might by Allah that allows you to wake up when others are asleep so you can worship Allah. That allows you to recite the Quran as much as you seek to study your math and chemistry because you know that that is great in success as much as your future studies are going to give you. I leave you with a final statement from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a hadith, subhanAllah, that our sheikh spoke about, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the body there's a place, there's a morsel of flesh, that this qalb, when it's healthy, everything is healthy. The heart for us as Muslims is where we see from, where we feel from, where we hear from, where we govern our affairs, right? As a Muslim, you need to understand that there are three parts to you. There's a physical, there's a mental, and then there's a heart, a spirit. The heart is supposed to control your mind. The word aql in Arabic, the word aql, aqla means to tie something up. The only purpose of your mind is to stop you from doing dumb things, from making dumb mistakes. Today in the news, there was, you know, a famous politician today or yesterday in this week had to resign a position of high authority. On account of what? The aql. Incredibly smart, incredibly determined person. Some of the smartest people in the world, when the heart is not there to govern the aql, to stop you from doing dumb mistakes. Some of the smartest people in the world do some of the dumbest things. Because the mind on its own doesn't govern the body well. When you see yourself doing something that everybody around you says, don't do it, this isn't right. You yourself, your body, you feel this is not the right thing to do, and you continue in it, it's because you lack the courage to pull yourself back, to hold yourself to a higher account. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I a heart that is salim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he invites us through this hadith to make our heart strong. You know, if you want to make your cardiovascular system strong, you need to exercise. You need to stress your heart and make it beat and get it to 140, 160 beats a minute for 10 minutes, you know, 20 minutes in your exercise. It unclogs it. It makes you, gives you a healthy heart. No pain, no gain. If your heart doesn't feel the pain of having to give up something for Allah, you're not going to gain as a believer. If your heart doesn't feel the pain of breaking away from one who's leading you away from Allah, you're not going to gain as a believer. If your heart is not willing to feel the sorrow that you gave up what other people are enjoying, but you did it for Allah, you will not gain and move forward as a believer. And it's only in that way that you can then develop the strength of those who we spoke about, of Ali ibn Abi Talib and his master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah purify our hearts, our souls. May Allah give us courage as we live in this life, as you, my young people, live in this world, that you're able to stand up for the truth, to say the truth in a moment of difficulty. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains you and your families in all that is good. May Allah send His light into our hearts, into our homes. And may Allah raise you up, men and women, to be imams for our communities into the future, leaders for us in all types of industry and in religious and spiritual endeavor. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
جزاك الله خيرا وبارك الله فيك وأحسن الله إليك.